Hello everyone, mainly clear skies today, but you can see some low cloud about the southeast states, and there's been some showers and highland snow in there. We've got the frontal system well to the south. That's going to sweep over Tasmania tomorrow, bringing some damaging winds and some high cloud just off the west coast. That's due to a trough and low pressure system, but there's no rain in it for the mainland. The big high is the main feature. It's circulating that dry, cool southern air into eastern Australia. It's going to move northeast ahead of those frontal systems over the next couple of days, so more cold, frosty nights ahead. Hot, gusty winds are feeding in ahead of the trough lines and very high fire dangers continue. Let's check forecasts. And mainly cool and dry in Queensland, but some showers are possible about the north tropical coast. We could see some morning frost in the south and potentially up on the Atherton Tablelands. For New South Wales, mostly dry and sunny, but there could be a light shower on the western slopes. Morning frost and fog areas too. 2 to 14 degrees expected in orange. Victoria can expect some fog and frost patches across the north and the east, then a partly cloudy day. There could be some light showers about southern districts and also about the northeast ranges. Otherwise, it'll be dry and mild, up to 20 degrees in Horsham, 17 for Ballarat. Now, we've got that severe weather warning for damaging west-northwesterly winds in Tasmania. Gusts of more than 100 kilometres an hour are possible in southern and central parts. Now, showers are expected throughout, and later in the day, some snow down to 800 metres. A cold start in South Australia, frost inland and fog to the east. There's just a slight chance of a shower about the lower southeast. Adelaide heading for 20 degrees. In the west, some showers possible along the southern coast and the nearby inland, partly cloudy and 25 in Perth. Sunny over the territory, the chance of some morning frost in the Simpson Desert, 5 to 26 in Yallara and up to 29 in Tennant Creek.